March Madness is less than a week away, and if it's anything like last year, Americans will place more than $2.5 billion in bets on the tournament. That's why two members of Congress introduced the Safe Bet Act, a bill to regulate online sports betting, which they hope will save vulnerable Americans from addiction and financial turmoil. It's important to balance public health with competing economic interests. Trust me, I understand that, said Representative Paul Tonko. But when every single solitary moment of every sporting event across the globe has become a betting opportunity in the palm of your hand, government must put its duty to protect its citizens from harm first. The Safe Bet Act would require states offering sports betting to ensure operators meet minimum federal standards in three categories: marketing, affordability, and artificial intelligence. Sportsbooks can't run ads during live sporting events, and can't run programs designed to induce gambling like bonuses or odds boosts. It prohibits operators from accepting more than 5 deposits from a customer in a 24-hour period, requires operators to conduct affordability checks, and prohibits deposits via credit card. It prohibits use of AI to track gambling habits and offer individualized promotions, bans prop bets on college and amateur sports, and creates a national self-exclusion list. The bill's sponsors say it's necessary because the amount of money Americans lose on bets increases every year. In 2024, the sports gambling industry made $14 billion in revenue. The reality is that $14 billion in revenue for the gambling industry is $14 billion extracted from the pockets of everyday Americans. And the even greater concern and the even greater reality is that most of that revenue is made off of the suffering of a disproportionately small number of gamblers, said Tonko. Gambling is considered an addictive product. According to the Mayo Clinic, gambling can stimulate the brain's reward system much like drugs or alcohol can, leading to addiction. An estimated 7 million people in the U.S. have a gambling problem or disorder. Andrew Douglas is one of them. He started betting in college. His father described the bets as small and innocent until he spiraled and hit rock bottom. Although he's now in recovery, Andrew's addiction is still a source of pain for his family. The lawmakers say they do not want to stop sports betting. They are accusing the sports betting industry of exploiting addiction and purposefully driving people deeper into gambling abuse disorder. It's a science. The algorithms, the artificial intelligence, are all tools to drive pitches and promotions at the losers, the most vulnerable, the people who are most susceptible to this addiction, said Senator Richard Blumenthal. The bill was introduced last year, but it did not pass before the congressional term ended. They are now starting the process again and have until January 2026 to get it approved.